With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Kyle Rittenhouse acquitted of all charges after pleading self-defense in the Kenosha, Wisconsin shootings of August 2020. The jury came back with its verdict after close to 3.5 days of deliberation. A sharply divided House has approved the Democrats' sweeping social and environment bill, approved by a near party-line vote. Republicans opposing the measure, the legislation now moves to the Senate. President Biden earlier briefly transferred power to Vice President Harris when he underwent a routine colonoscopy at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. The president was under anesthesia during the procedure. The FDA has opened COVID-19 booster shots to all adults now, letting them choose another dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. The Dow off 267 points. The Nasdaq is up 76. This is SRN News.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-969-5511. 800-969-5511. 800-969-5511.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a radical change of climate here in the last 24 to 36 hours. Tonight, clear and cold. Maybe a couple of layers will actually feel good tonight. The overnight low temperature falls to the upper 30s by dawn. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Not quite as breezy as today, but still cool with a high temperature in the middle 60s. Sunday's a little warmer, up around 70. Chance of showers and maybe a thunderstorm returning on Sunday night and part of the day Monday with the next front moving through the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent, once in a while, rabbit host. Greg Goodell, that's rabbit, not rabbit. Rosie's here, and Joey's with us from
home. And here they are.
You heard me right, I said.
Joey.
Yeah. Jeff, the big bubble, please.
Please clap.
Well, I think my feelings at the moment could be summed up by a meme that somebody sent me on Facebook. Picture one is Nicholas Sandman, who was wrongly, I mean, what they did to him was unconscionable, unfair, libelous, slanderous, and he collected $250 million from the Rush to Judgment networks when he was a racist for, you know, all of that. Because they didn't want to wait till the facts were known, till the whole story was evident. And beneath that picture of Nicholas Sandman is one of Kyle Rittenhouse saying, "Hold my beer." I hope they're making a list. I hope they got somebody on Twitter right now who is defaming, who is libeling and slandering this kid. And maybe we can put a couple of these a-holes out of business. I mean, we already know that CNN, most of those people are going to be gone soon anyway. Here's, I think this is Steve Crowder, sitting at the table with a sign that says, "Alec Baldwin has shot more innocent people than Kyle Rittenhouse. Changed my mind." There's some merit to that. So here we go. And in my opinion, had they not given in to the pressure of the mob, there should have been no trial, or maybe on some minor charge with a plea. But no, they had to give in, go for the gold, and they end up with nothing. And now we've got every... you know what words I want to use.
No, sure.
I want to drop an F-bomb here.
Don't do it, though, Greg. You're a great man. And so, like, you just
that's
don't...
the funniest thing anybody said all week.
No, seriously, you're a great man. There's no need for such foul language.
It's not... Look, the verdict is what the verdict is.
Yeah.
Give those jurors credit. They knew the mob was out there lusting for blood, and they came back not guilty. That took giant balls.
No, and I think they did their due diligence, you can see from the juror questions, in the sense that they were asking for the exact video frames, the stills that the prosecution was using to say Rittenhouse provoked Rosenbaum.
Well, that was a brilliant prosecution, by the way. And they really helped themselves by aiming an AR at the spectators in the courthouse following the Alec Baldwin model. Well, I hate that this thing should have never happened. There is very little, I don't hear any sympathy from, you know, all the networks and stuff that helped nurture this riot last year. I don't see anybody asking for accountability to the people that burned Kenosha, a nice lakeside town. And most of those businesses are still boarded up or not back. And I don't hear anybody asking for accountability for those behaviors. That's okay. It's a media sanction, right? It's almost like if they approve, then it's just mostly a fiery but mostly peaceful protest. And that just sucks. And then, of course, you got Joe Biden. Stop with the white supremacy. Stop it. Where are all these white supremacists they keep seeing? It's like they have a sickness. This had nothing to do with it. Were any African Americans shot?
No.
No.
By Kyle Rittenhouse?
No.
So why are all the race baiters, why are all the professional race pimps out there like Al Sharpton? And
The narrative from the beginning was that this was just another peaceful protest, and so this white nationalist supremacist went there.
What is a nationalist, by the way, of any color?
There are a lot of competing definitions. But you think the nation is the key unit.
Can that be confused with, like, love of country? Well, why not believe?
There are a lot of nationalists who are patriots. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's a bad thing?
Well, and you could say they're, you know, the founders were very much nationalists. They literally built a nation. So, yeah. But, you know, white nationalists would be like, I only want white people. Black nationalists, separatists, me, I only want black people. But the narrative was, because this was a peaceful protest for racial justice after Jacob Blake was wrongfully shot by the police as he was going for his knife.
But Jacob Blake, what were they after Jacob Blake for? Hadn't he
aggravated assault
on a woman, right?
Yeah.
We're supposed to overlook that? I mean, the war on women doesn't factor into this, does it?
Right. And so because the idea was this was a peaceful protest, mostly at least, for racial justice, here comes the white nationalist like Rittenhouse with his gun to, stop this.
What is social justice? What does that mean? What's the difference between social justice and justice?
Like groups.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know, because I grew up Catholic and there was social justice, but that more had to do with, like, you know, looking out, caring for other people, yada, yada, yada. I often think they mean collective justice. So it's not about the individual. Like in this case, like any case, you look at the particular individuals involved, you look at the particular facts and the pattern of those facts on the situation involved, and you don't include anything else. That's why even Rosenbaum, the guy who was the pedophile, who had done unspeakable things to young boys, that was not included in the case because that would be prejudicial evidence. And this is a good example of just because this guy was a pedophile, you can't say he was, because people will put that collective idea in their head. Well, I don't like pedophiles. I don't even care what Rittenhouse did. So you have to look at the individuals involved in the particular event. And so many folks want to say, no, it's about the outcome of a group. It's about, you know, why do women only make 77 cents on the dollar? Yeah, these sorts of stats
back
that we
that crap again, too.
You know, it's, and you see this often.
When are we going to end slavery? That's what I want to know.
When are we going to end it?
Yeah.
When we abolish the government.
Yes. Perfect answer. This, I got to say, to me, the biggest thing coming out of this today was the courage of the jury.
Yeah.
They would not be intimidated by the mob. They knew what was outside. They could hear him inside the courthouse. And it was pretty clear what they expected. Why are they allowed to cross state lines and gather and make noise and threats and everything else? But Kyle Rittenhouse, who spent most of his time in lower Wisconsin, I know where Kenosha is. I spent a couple of weeks there. 1992.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I even bought a Ford Probe there.
A what?
A Ford Probe.
Is that a car?
Yeah, it was a nice sedan.
You are a great man.
What does the Ford Probe have to do?
I don't know. I felt like saying it again.
A long time ago. All right. We have Kayla. Wants to be the first caller of the afternoon. Hi, Kayla.
Mr. Spurdale.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I hope you can hear me because my phone is going in and out. I'm driving. But I would like to ask a question now that the trial is over and everything is settled and ended. Why is it that you feel like the young man should not have been or had any type of punishment for his actions in taking the lives of two people and injuring another?
Well, he had a gun pointed at him. Even the guy that survived the shooting admitted they were aiming a gun at him. I don't know about you, Kayla, but if you have a gun and somebody's aiming a gun at you, what are you going to do?
Okay. The only reason a person, I think, would aim a gun at me is because I myself am holding a gun. Right?
No.
No.
Rittenhouse was not aiming his gun at anybody.
Okay, it doesn't.
Take a look at that. Do you see the photo of the large man attempting to stomp his head in? What are you supposed to do? The only thing you can criticize here, was it good judgment to go get involved, a 17-year-old kid? Probably not. But did he shoot in self-defense? I think the evidence spoke to that overwhelmingly.
I want people to get involved, protest anything that you feel is not right. You want to show that you don't like your dislike for it. But I just feel like you don't always have to bring a gun to everything you do. There was no reason for that. No one needed him to police the crowd. Or any of that.
Yeah, well, he was trying to, wasn't he called there by a friend to help defend a business that the looters were trying to burn? In what justice system is it okay to burn somebody else's property or steal somebody else's stuff because you don't like what's going on?
Not an
American citizen entitled to defend their property if somebody is illegally trying to destroy it or take it?
Absolutely, but I don't think that there's justification for killing a human being over property that you pay insurance to protect and you could probably replace.
Well, Kayla,
is it aggravating to have to replace things through insurance? Absolutely, but to justify taking somebody's life over something that's
we're talking in circles here. He had a gun aimed at him. Well, his gun was down, right? Am I not right about that?
And Kayla, the crux...
that it was right for someone to point a gun at him.
Right.
I don't want anyone to have a gun pointed at him for any reason.
And Kayla, the crux of this case came down to whether or not Kyle provoked Rosenbaum or Rosenbaum went after Kyle, and it went into, the particular video evidence that was on the scene, and it also went into the actions of how was Rosenbaum behaving earlier that night, how was Rittenhouse behaving.
Which one was the pedophile? That was
Rosenbaum.
Rosenbaum.
And so Rosenbaum that night was being incredibly destructive. It said crazy things. And the guy, and they didn't even allow this in, had just gotten out of a mental institution because he had tried to commit suicide. He was not in a very stable state of mind. And Rittenhouse earlier in the night had even acted in terms of trying to de-escalate the situation. One key witness said that, hey, there were a bunch of armed men with rifles on top of one of these car dealerships. Some of the rioters approached, were throwing rocks and things. Rittenhouse was the guy who came down from the roof, went outside and said, hey, we don't have to do this, and actually calmed down the crowd in that situation. He was the guy trying to put out fires and give medical, help even to protesters and rioters.
And so it
became this one instance of, did Rosenbaum go after him or did Kyle point his gun at Rosenbaum? That's why the jury was asking for these particular pieces of video right at the end before they gave their verdict.
Caleb, I am a gun owner two times over, and it's my most fervent prayer that I never have to fire them at another human being.
Right.
Absolutely, and I feel the same way, because I just feel like when you are a gun owner, I feel like if you're not in the military or a police officer, there's no need for you to have a gun, because I feel like at the end of the day, a gun gives you a different mode of thinking.
I understand what you're saying, and I'm not going
to
argue.
Take one extra second to think and say, hey, you know what, you're crazy, I'm just going to walk away from you and let you stand here and just be crazy by yourself. It's like, no, I'm going to shoot you and then deal with the consequences later.
Kayla, I understand what you're saying. I don't have it in my pocket, in my lap, in my hand, or even on the seat next to me. But when I'm driving in this town at 4:30 in the morning and some of the things I see, I know where I can get it out of the glove box and have it if somebody tries to menace me. I've had a couple of situations where I was really nervous. Like I said, I don't want to ever have to fire that at another human being.
Right.
Not my DNA.
I don't think
any of this that you're saying is unreasonable. I don't want you to feel like I'm attacking you in any way, shape, or form. And I'm glad you called up and spoke your piece, and I hope you'll do it again. I don't think this is right or wrong, what we're discussing here. These are views we're entitled to have, to speak out on, and you'll always have that opportunity here.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I just feel like that baby will need counseling because that is just, he's a child.
Yeah, you know.
That is just a child, and he's going to need counseling.
Oh, he's absolutely. I don't see how a kid that age, knowing that literally people are trying to strike a match in his name to, once again, you know, protest is fine. The minute you throw a brick through somebody's window or become destructive, it's no longer a protest, and that should not be happening.
Right.
And I agree with you. This kid's going to need a lot of help. I don't know if you heard me mention the Nicholas Sandman kid who was... He's collected $250 million from various media entities that called him a white supremacist, the face of white supremacy, a racist for the encounter with the Native American at the Lincoln Memorial, and he didn't do anything, nothing, but they ran that narrative. The real villain here, Kayla, in my opinion, are these networks that don't wait for the facts. They get out there, they rush to judgment. Even our president said he's a white supremacist. Based on what?
Yes, there's too much name calling. Just too much name calling. Nobody is. I feel like Washington has just become about keeping your job, trying to get reelected, and nobody has the American people and what's good for all of us in mind anymore.
Here, here.
You know what? I really hope you'll call the show again. Thank you.
Absolutely. You all have a great weekend. Happy Thanksgiving.
And same to you. 322. All right. Obviously, this is going to be producing a few calls, but we have to take a break. So, Terry, Charlie, Duke, Red Top, hang on. Later on, I expect we'll talk with Jacqueline Tomlinson. Hopefully, by the end of the show, we'll be able to have some fun with a game show that everybody hates. You've got this. But in the meantime, another thing that can put you in a highly emotional, supercharged state of mind is being delivered papers demanding a change in custody. You've already been divorced. You've already got rules in place or support parameters in place, and then your ex wants to change that. Don't react. Act. Delkin Tomlinson. Turn it over. That's the big lesson in life. Give it to people that are legally prepared to be your advocate and will do so with the kind of passion you would want them to show when they're in a court of law on your behalf. I can promise you, the legal expertise is readily evident. These are family women who really understand the, you know, the gut-wrenching emotions that go with these kinds of situations. Divorce, separation questions, you need people that will hold up a mirror and say, this is what your life will be like. You need to know these things going forward because they're not going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to tell you what you need to hear. They also handle matters of family law. They can help with adoption and grandparents' rights as well. 819-4810 for Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Right back.
Marguerite's pre-Thanksgiving blowout sale now through Black Friday. Everything's crazy. All diamonds are 60% off. Watches are 49% off. Custom work, we slashed the prices. We never offer prices this low. Every single item has a crazy, absurd, nutsy price. Come out and you can lay away until Christmas. Pick it up Christmas Eve. Put 10% down. What a deal. Unbelievable. Diamonds by the yards. All kinds of bracelets. All kinds of earring studs. Unbelievable. $89.99. Unbelievable prices. Come see us.
Attention graphic designers. AKD, American Classic Designs, your home for screen printed and embroidered apparel as well as promotional products, is looking for a graphic designer. At AKD, their creative team is made up of the industry's leading designers who build highly impactful graphics for t-shirts, logos, and promotional products. They're looking for a creative, enthusiastic, and experienced designer to join their team. Their ideal candidate has experience with Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop. Send them your resume and portfolio at special@goakd.com. That's special@goakd.com. Or call them for more information at 334-277-8433. That's 277-8433. From concepts to creation, AKD has been leading the way for custom apparel in the River Region for over 30 years. If you are self-motivated, dependable, and a great communicator, they want you today.
coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center live in concert in Chicago.
25-0624.
A legendary career spanning six decades and numerous gold and platinum albums, Chicago comes to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center live Saturday, May 21st at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss Chicago live at the MPAC May 21st.
Does everybody really know what time it is?
Tickets on sale now. Get yours at the MPAC box office or online at Ticketmaster.com. Chicago. Chicago, live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Saturday, May 21st at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss it.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with lots of sound effects. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here are some zany sounds. Saving on home insurance is no laughing matter. Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. The money you save could change your life. It's time for you to take your insurance choice seriously. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Chili dog, sucking on a 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 chili dog, chili dog.
Good bumper music, huh?
Yeah.
Joey's hanging out, Rosie's here. Eddie Bader will not be able to join us today. And believe me, I made him feel as guilty as I possibly could when he told me he couldn't be with us this afternoon. I gave him an earful.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
And a few other words of disappointment. All right, at 3:28, we have Terry next. Terry, good afternoon.
Hey. Okay. Where was she at January the 6th when that woman got shot in the White House by our own police department? Number one. Number two, you got a bunch of thugs that are burning the place down or whatever, run by Democrats, by the way, and like California's run by a Democrat, which is holding all our stuff hostage right now, basically, causing all the delays, okay? But back on the gun thing, a concealed weapon, yeah, you're supposed to have a permit, and you're not supposed to be a felon, and he was both, okay? And Rittenhouse had the gun on the outside of him, and that was completely legal, and I saw the video. And he definitely was shooting in self-defense. If he hadn't had a gun, he'd probably been shot.
You know, I think...
And they tried that thing... Wait a minute, Greg. They tried that thing in Australia about the no guns for the people and only a military and police have it.
Yeah.
How's that turning out?
They have literally... if Kayla's listening, I want her to understand regarding that. I understand your opinion. But Australia confiscated all the guns a number of years ago. Not that many. And now,
and look how it's turned out.
They are literally living under Nazi rule. You're not vaccinated. You don't have a choice, and you get treated like some kind of pond scum. If you can't go out, you can't do anything. And when you are out, they want to see your papers. They got the police stopping people. We get upset over stop and frisk here. They're just stop. May I see your papers? And I can't believe the Australian police are enforcing it the way they are. It's sickening. You're right. That's what happens when citizens... What's the term? Thanks for the call. When government fears the citizens, there's freedom. Hmm. But when citizens fear the government, there's tyranny. And we are skating a very fine line between those two concepts. Charlie?
You know, Greg, Terry hit the nail on the head, buddy. I tell you right now, what about the attorney that they, in the gated community that he was in, they broke into the gate, they come on his property, and all he done was come out on the front porch protecting his home and, I guess, his family. You know, what are we going to do, Greg? Are we going to give in to these idiots and let them take control of us and do whatever they want to things that we've...
You'll notice
worked that, hard for all of our life.
You know where most of this is taking place, right? It's taking place in your urban enclaves in the north. Minneapolis.
That's right.
That couple was in St. Louis. I think the bad look for them was having it aimed instead of having it down. But and places like Seattle and Portland, where people are just running amok and there's no enforcement. You've got to have...
Well, let me say this. One thing, and then I'll be finished. In Montgomery, I run a business. I own a business. I do business with good people. I have been held up three times in the city of Montgomery. And if I had not had a gun to make these people scramble, there's no telling where I would be right now. I don't know. But every one of them were teenage thugs that tried to rob me.
Right.
And the point you made was coming to work at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You stop at a red light. You stop at a convenience store. You're going to be approached by any and everything to see what they can get out of you.
And I just want to know that
you don't have.
I'm glad I have it there, and if I need to, I will. Take it out and show it to somebody and hope that's enough. That's all I need to do.
You got to protect yourself, man. We cower down to these idiots.
Yes.
And the Democrats, they're on their side.
Yeah. They are. They are.
They're
for
on their
reasons
side.
I'll never understand. But watch what happens when one of them is accosted by one of these people. You'll see a whole different tune. Thanks for the call. We have everybody trying to get in on us at 3:32. Sam, we got time for yours, then we got to take our first break with traffic.
Thank you, Greg, for taking my call. I'll be brief. I, of course, enjoying the show. People keep talking about this young man and him needing help. And listen, if your parents sign off on it, you can join the military, learn to carry a rifle, and use it at the age of 16. Okay? Who are we to judge this guy's maturity? And... it's just people are not used to seeing someone walk around with a long rifle. And at first,
I don't think we're judging his maturity. I think we all are recognizing that, hey, we were all 17 once.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And it is tragic, and it looks bad. But, you know, you got to follow the law. Well, I just heard a shot. Somebody just shot a deer over here in front of the house. That's all I got, man.
I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. All right, we do have to take a break. And we are hoping for some legal expertise from our friend Chad. Jerry, do you think some of this, it's like the couple in St. Louis. I thought they were okay doing what they did. I don't think they went out there with the intention to shoot at anybody. They were just scared.
Right.
But I didn't like the look on those two people. I didn't, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse, we are so into images. It should have nothing to do with outcomes. But when somebody doesn't look particularly sympathetic, we got people that are using that to render judgment. You think that plays a role in all of this?
Yeah, I think people take into account. It gets spun, and I think what really changes people's minds is a prevailing narrative. If you think this person is sympathetic, whether they are or not, to your cause. To your political myths, if I could put it that way. I don't mean things that aren't true. I mean things you just believe and are not going to stop believing anytime soon. I think that very much changes how you think about a given violent act or brandishing a weapon, these sorts of things. Unfortunately. And there's a big push to say, hey, if you defend yourself in a particular way, we're going to go after you. And it's already happening in a lot of Northeast states.
Mm.
Like, good luck if somebody enters your home, say in New Jersey or New York, and you have a weapon, you know.
De Blasio.
Yeah, De Blasio.
De Blasio is out there already, you know, judging the verdict. These people, it's so irresponsible. All they need to say is the jury looked at the evidence, they made the decision they did, let's deal with it and move on. Right. But no, they are ready to start World War III, and the biggest culprit is that jack-off in the White House. I'm sorry, but that's what he is. I don't have a very big vocabulary when it comes to that kind of stuff, too.
But you are a great man.
Duke and Jim, I am sorry. We need you to hold. It's 335 Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Look, the last two people on the planet that would want you to have your car damaged in a wreck are the people that do that for a living, repairing those vehicles. They're just not that kind of people. But those things happen, and when they do everything possible to take the hassle out of the equation, knowing that, A, you get to choose who's going to fix your car. They're the best at what they do, and you're going to get a car back that's going to make your eyes open wide, your jaw drop, and think to yourself, I'm so glad I picked Montgomery Paint and Body. Good as new, maybe better, not just idle chit-chat. That is what they endeavor to do each and every time they bring a car into that building. Talented people, state-of-the-art technologies, but it's the commitment to excellence that you can't see, but is there every single time in the result they produce. 2-7 Rec with a W for MPB. Now, let's see how we're behaving this afternoon. By the way, I did see an accident coming in southbound Taylor Road before you get to 85, right in the middle, two lanes. It was just a fender bender, a Shannara kind of accident.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on Highway 231 in Wetumpka. This is going to be just before you get to Highway 170 and Apex Propane. Use caution. There are two accidents on Taylor Road, one at Atlanta Highway in Taylor. Minor accident there. Hopefully that one's about finished up. Another one up the road at Halcyon Summit Drive near the entrance to AUM. Use caution there. Very busy all over the city. Keep it here for updates. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or automobile. Call MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center, top of the mountain in Wetumpka, 567-9000. NMLS 232876 for Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betteratbrubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here's your updated market report for the River Region. So far, we have sold over 6,500 homes through September of 2021 in MLS. Sales have been at a record pace all year long. We have different ways to buy and sell your home now that we didn't have before. Some sellers are afraid to put their home on the market until they find a home. They write a contingency contract only to have it rejected. Because of our market has changed dramatically over the last 2 years, we have to change with the market. A recent change in mortgages now allow a blended credit score for two people that are buying a house at the same time. This is great news for buyers. Having a realtor up to date with the financial market, interest rates, closing costs is of great value to buyers and sellers throughout the River Region. Goodson Group agents know how to price a home to sell and how to get contracts accepted in this market. For all the details, call the Goodson Group 551-0225 or Bo Goodson at 221-2883. That's 221-2883.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello?
To protect your home and your family, Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Join us tomorrow from 10 to 11:30 at Down with the Pounds in Montgomery for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families in need this holiday season.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a radical change of climate here in the last 24 to 36 hours. Tonight, clear and cold. Maybe a couple of layers will actually feel good tonight. The overnight low temperature falls to the upper 30s by dawn. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Not quite as breezy as today, but still cool with a high temperature in the middle 60s. Sunday's a little warmer, up around 70. Chance of showers and maybe a thunderstorm returning on Sunday night and part of the day Monday with the next front moving through the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A judge is ordering former Las Vegas Raiders football player Henry Ruggs to appear in court Monday after he failed to provide a scheduled breathalyzer test. He's required to provide them while on house arrest awaiting his criminal trial. Ruggs is charged with driving under the influence in a car crash that resulted in the death of a young woman who was rear-ended earlier this month. The 10th annual Black Belt Association Big Buck Contest is now underway. To enter, hunters must upload a picture of a buck that's been harvested in the Black Belt this year. The winner will receive a $500 gift card, and it runs through February 10th. Travelers on Alabama highways can expect higher traffic volumes as holiday season begins. The Alabama Department of Transportation will have no temporary lane closures on interstates after noon Wednesday, November 24th, through 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, November 28th. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Well, I heard a brand new phrase, didn't know what it meant for days. When I got it, I had to say the meaning was risque. They said, let's go Brandon at the racetrack, at the ball games on TV.
Let's go Brandon.
I looked it up on Google to see what it means.
As you can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go Brandon.
They said, let's go Brandon. At the racetrack, at the ball games on TV.
Let's go Brandon.
I looked it up on Google to see what it means.
It is 3:43 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Our next call, and Jim, we appreciate your patience this afternoon. Legal and local heartthrob, yeah. Chad, who this is his field, not just law, but criminal law, and I've been eager to hear your take.
Well, you know, I haven't done any criminal in quite a while, but I think you got a just verdict out of it. There was just no way that a jury is going to be able to convict this guy on on murder or manslaughter. Mm. He has a straight up self defense, and the self defense case is first off, the prosecution did a very poor job because their witnesses fell apart on the stand. Right. Yes. And, you know, one guy admitted that he actually pointed a pistol at him. And all he has to do, Rittenhauer has to show for that self-defense is to show that he personally felt in fear of, significant bodily harm or death. And it's a pretty low bar because you have to look at it from his perspective. And I thought that the case the prosecution brought was a terrible case. They overcharged it.
Yes.
They charged him with a gun crime that, you know, the media is still reporting that he took an illegal gun over state lines. That's not even true. Apparently they didn't listen to any of the testimony because the gun was already in Kenosha, Wisconsin at like his father or his cousin's house. And it wasn't didn't have a barrel that was the length that's required under the law to be a prosecutable crime. I mean, and there was all sorts of crazy stuff like that. I'm sitting here listening to some of these movie stars and Governor Cuomo and these former governor, disgraced Governor Cuomo, and all these people ranting about, you know, white supremacy and injustice and everything. I'm like, they obviously didn't listen to any of the testimony in the case. And I quite frankly, I guess I'm not surprised that the judge could have dismissed it at the prosecution's case because they didn't make their prima facie case, in my opinion. But he was going to let the jury do this. And it worked out well for the judge because I was a little disappointed that the judge didn't act on the motions for mistrial before the jury returned. But I think the judge was making his bet that the jury was going to do the right thing and he wasn't going to have to address the mistrial motions. And I think that's what I said yesterday when I was talking with Jake Qualin and y'all.
Mm.
So I just think this was a straight-up self-defense case. It was pretty straightforward to me.
Do you not think this jury showed incredible courage? Because the easy way out would have been to give the mob the verdict they wanted, because they know that people who wanted true justice, not social justice, but true justice, they're not going to burn anything down or riot. There's no danger from them.
Well, nobody was going to believe the left spin on this, that this guy was a vigilante looking for a fight. And that, you know, the people he shot were heroes. I mean, the people he shot, all three of them were convicted felons with long records and were Antifa types.
Yes.
Who were there just to cause problems, to burn and destroy property.
Yep.
And I think a lot of Americans are fed up with that crap, you know?
I really think that is absolutely true. And there's going to be very little tolerance, you know, in the immediate wake of what happened to George Floyd, because that video sickened so many people, but look at how the perception of BLM has gone from positive to negative, severely negative, in just a year.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking of putting a meme up on Facebook that said that BLM and Antifa are upset about the shipping delays to the stores because there's nothing for them to loot. I'll tell you whose fault this really is. A lot of it is. And that is, it's the fault of the media and it's the fault of these liberal local governments who refuse to put down riots and call riots riots.
Yeah.
And when you do that, when you tell your police department to stand down, then the only thing you have left are vigilantes who to protect their own property. And they've absolutely invited that response to have people guard their own property or to hire people to guard their own property, you know, because if the police are not allowed to do their job, and I know a lot of them wanted to do their job, then, sure. I mean, the established governments there have no one to blame but themselves. And it's every one of these daggum liberal cities, Portland, Seattle, Kenosha, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, in Baltimore, every one of those places had a coward for political leaders,
yep,
who would not, you know, allow the law to be enforced. And when you do that, you are inviting people to take the law into their own hands. That's just the fact of life.
Chad, I appreciate the feedback, and have a great weekend, my friend.
All right, you too, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
We had a couple of people who have been very patient. Jim, you were next in line.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Real quick, Greg, I was at the end of the, after the announcement there, I was looking at the crowd outside the courthouse, and I saw this huge BLM flag flying. What did Black Lives Matter have to do with this trial?
Nothing.
There was no black people in there.
Where did you see the BLM flag? Was it the courthouse in Kenosha or here?
Yeah, it was outside with the crowd, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some guy was waving it, you know, and calling this guy a racist. What?
And a white supremacist. But that goes to our president who called him that.
Yeah.
And I'm with Sean Hannity on this one. Sue him. Sue that CNL old fart.
Yeah. I can tell you what.
They have this gift. When you're a liberal, you have the gift to read other people's minds. You know who the real racists are? They are. Because they have such a dim view of people of color.
Well, I can tell you what the spin's going to be tonight on the mainstream media. It's going to be he got off because he was white. White privilege. That's the reason he didn't get convicted.
Let's hope that I'm sure there's a team of lawyers in place that are ready to follow the libel and slander angles on this. I think they clearly stepped over the line. Let's see him do what Nicholas Sammon had the guts to do and collect. Thanks for the call. Here is Duke.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm all right.
I hope I win to have dinner with you.
That's right. We have that drawing at 5 today.
5 o'clock.
I think I'm already in. But
you are.
I was going to ask you, the guy Rosenbaum that he killed, wasn't he a pedophile that did a lot of dirty things to kids?
That's what my understanding is, right, Joey? Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right, Joey? I heard you talking about it. He dated women and then raped.
Yeah, he did.
And did.
Yes.
You know what? He deserves everything he got. Karma's something else. But I tell you what, I know some people that's happened to.
Mm-hmm.
And he deserved the bullet that he got, in my opinion.
Well, when you're aiming a gun at somebody and you get a bullet back, yeah, you could say that he's gotten what he's deserved. Somebody sent me something earlier, and I'm unable to find it in Facebook Messenger or in an email. It's a picture of the man who's throwing the white supremacy term around, Joe Biden. And it's not that old. Black and white, but it's not that old. And he's out there with Robert Byrd, who was at one time a grand wizard with the Ku Klux Klan. If you know of that picture, please, or you're the one that sent it, please resend it, because that's the one I really want to post today. Because above and beyond the reckless media, who will be perfectly happy if it breaks out tonight somewhere, Kenosha, someplace. I think the guard being there, I hope they have instructions to move quickly to quell it, to put an end to it. There's no reason for that to be happening. All right. 352. Among the many clients of Gulf States Mobility, a veteran-owned company since 1999 in Wetumpka, serving those who have protected the freedoms we've talked so much about today. People who were sent to faraway battlefields came back with lasting souvenirs, medical issues, and physical infirmities that are going to require a long-term rehabilitative process. But people with those situations always do best in a place they're familiar with. So the idea is to make the home a place that's accessible, danger-free, and a place where people can make the progress they can make in the most choice-filled environment possible. They help put people who are wheelchair-bound back on the road. They're the local dealer for the VMI vehicles. Those are so convenient for people who have to be in a wheelchair to board and get behind the wheel and drive as safely as anybody else on the road. But they can also convert eligible vans and trucks. Just call them at 514-6590 and ask. Gulf States Mobility also offers other, in addition to assessing and mitigating risk inside the home, they do chairlifts for stairs and other things that help people live the most livable life possible. Again, their number is 334-514-6590. Gulf States Mobility. I think they're the pride of Wetumpka, an amazing place. House of Invention, 353.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we've got some very busy spots. Taylor Road from Vaughn to I-85. Also, I-85 slow traffic from South Union up to the 65 merge. It's that time of day. Also, Norman Bridge Road outbound. We're busy there and 231 to Wetumpka. Overall, I-65 and 85 moving through the interchange. Just a lot of cars out there on the roadway. Keep it here for updates. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, whatever you're looking for. You'll find it at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, East Boulevard for Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey y'all, this is Becca from the Fantail. I want to invite you and your families out to eat with us. For those of you that don't know, we are no longer a buffet. We have a full menu that covers all appetites. From seafood to steak to chicken, fried or grilled to perfection. We have fresh shucked raw oysters delivered every Wednesday. We have big screen TVs up for all you sports lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or scratch made cocktail. But remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts. When you think dinner, think Fantail, where we are always off the hook.
another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you budget your holidays, this is a Thanksgiving money-saving tip.
Instead of buying expensive trimmings, dump some ocean spray over a plate of sawdust. Boom! Instant cranberry sauce. Your stupid kids are picky eaters and won't try it anyway.
This was a Thanksgiving money-saving tip.
Alabama's next U.S. Senator is pro-Trump Republican Mike Durant, a businessman and veteran whose actions served as inspiration for the movie Black Hawk Down. Mike Durant is not a career politician. Far from it. When the Black Hawk Mike was flying during Operation Gothic Serpent in 1993 was shot down, Mike was critically injured and survived 11 days in captivity. Today, he's running for the U.S. Senate because the America he fought for is under assault by Joe Biden and the career politicians. Listen to pro-Trump Republican Mike Durant.
President Trump did so much right. He took on China, cut taxes, and strengthened our military. Washington is filled with career politicians who didn't serve their country and never had a real job. I'm running for U.S. Senate to change that. I'm Mike Durant, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Durant for Senate.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Getting your next car should be as easy as possible. Here's Jim McCain.
There's no need to compromise when you visit the new Infiniti of Montgomery, the new home of affordable luxury.
That's right. The new Infiniti of Montgomery is open for business and ready to exceed your expectations.
Right now, you can lease a new 2021 Infiniti Q50 Lux for just $473 a month for 42 months with only $640 due at signing.
Or lease a 2022 QX80 Lux with third row seating for just $869 a month for 42 months with only $869 due at signing. If you're considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Boulevard and online at infinitiofmontgomery.com.
Q50 VIN, MM707693, QX80 VIN, N97405.03. Leases are 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers end 11/30/21.
Come stroll along the banks of the Coosa River and enjoy the natural beauty of Wetumpka. We are a city filled with history and heritage, rich in the arts, creativity, and culture. Fun things to do for every member of the family. Whitewater kayaking, fishing, historic sites and events, famous artists and art. It's all here waiting on you. Visit Wetumpka, a city of natural beauty. WetumpkaAL.gov.
The holidays will soon be here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, many families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Ask Telemarketing are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of non-perishable food items. Bring your donations to Ask Telemarketing. Come work with us. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Ask Telemarketing.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
Today is November 19th. Have a bad day day. Sick of saying have a good day? Well, today, say have a bad day. It feels good, and it's good to hear.